You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station.
Wake up in the morning.
Power 96.5. Two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Fotch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
We welcome in Nick Reed from our sister station, KSGF. You do Real Debate.
Hi.
And you were running down the hall. Obviously, you're out of breath.
So excited.
He wanted to be here on time.
So excited.
It's been a couple of weeks. We had a broken studio, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm still learning. All right. What is our debate, Chelsea?
All right. This is going to get real heated today.
Ooh.
There's a New York model named Candace who's gone viral because she gives men an IQ test on their first date. So Candace is a Mensa member, which is the High IQ Society, which, Nick, you probably are a part of as well, and says men who don't pass the test don't get a second date. She has an IQ of 136, which sounds high, I guess. But here's what she says. I want to make sure that it's worth it to go on a second date with them. There are a lot of men that are attractive, but if they're not intelligent, it takes away from their good looks. How can you enjoy time with someone if you cannot connect over conversation? So she gives them an IQ test. Is this weird? Is this something we all should be doing now?
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
Why didn't you refer to me and only Nick when it came to the IQ association?
The fact that you don't know is probably why she knows that you're not in Mensa.
Botch, I didn't even think about you and that I don't like having an IQ. I'm sorry. You have other great qualities, but Nick is super smart. Right.
Does that sound smart to you? I mean, come on.
Yeah. He's extremely intelligent.
All right, so I'll take the side of this woman, saying that you should...
Always have to be the hot one.
Saying that that's fair to give people IQ tests. How dare you try to argue with me to say that I can't give all my own tests? Well, this is my own individual, this is my body, and it's my dating life. So if I want to give some kind of a makeshift quiz to find out who I'm dating and how you're intelligent, or if you even match to where I am on the clouds, then I can do that. You're not going to sit here and tell me that I'm some elite person, shouldn't be dating certain types of people, that I'm some kind of terrible person just because I'm giving out an IQ test before I want to date someone. I'm trying to weed it out. I don't want to spend money and time on all these terrible dates. Have you been dating lately? Do you see what's out there? Not a lot. So there, I have to weed out some of the crap so I can pick someone that's worthwhile hanging around with. You should be ashamed of yourself.
What do you have to say to that?
All right, well, first of all, I have to take tests for everything already. I don't even know that you're worth it. I need to see some photos to see whether you're worth it or not. First off, I recently had to retake my driver's test because of I had to take a pee test every single day for the past month, and now you want me to take some sort of test just to date you? Secondly, there are many other attributes besides intelligence that you can find charming in a person. For example, I'm a fantastic teacher, and one of the things you could learn from me is how to make a sandwich. You could miss out on that opportunity because of your stupid test. And thirdly, do I get to give you some sort of nag test to find out what sort of nag you are? You're going to be nagging me all the time about, you know, you want too many sandwiches, or you're not smart enough for me, or stop peeing in the front lawn when you've been drinking. You let me give you that test, and I'll take your Mensa test any day.
Is that a normal thing to pee in the lawn?
As long as it's not your pants.
Well, it's the back lawn. It's not like the front lawn.
You said
lawn.
Front lawn, I think.
Oh. Well,
and the bushes.
I was thinking about Christmas Eve.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.